interesting. And we're back for part two. Right, Amelia, do you want to explain what else is happening?
Well, one of them has pooped a whole lot on the burgers. Oh, they've even pooped it on the newspaper. But the one with crunched wings is managing to hold on. And Mummy says he might still have a bit of a cocoon on him. Yeah. But he's very still and he's managing to hold on.
Yeah, so that's what I've been trying to
get him to do. And I said I'm calling him unlively.
So that's what I'm trying to get him to do all afternoon, to see if he can hold on to the side of the habitat so that he can start spreading his wings, because that's what they do. But look, but I pointed... Yeah, well, he's not doing an awful lot, but he's just sitting there, but that's what they do. Yeah, but because I pointed out to Amelia that we've got two cocoons now, and they look like they're complete cocoons, but there's one, which I think the one with the crumpled wings came out of. Yeah, there you go, he's doing something.
And he's moving his antennae.
And that one's only got, there's only half a cocoon.
Why is he facing the floor for a long time?
Because he's a butterfly, because he can.
They're very clever. We can't do that.
There's only a little part of a cocoon lying around. So my suspicion is that maybe this one can't spread his wings because he's still got cocoon on him. I can't really see it. You can see that there's like a crumpled wing on one side. I don't know what's happening on the other side, but that might be why he's having trouble. He's not made it out completely. Funny enough, that's also the one that had a bit where it looked like he had a little bit of caterpillar hanging out the end of it. There's another chrysalid like that. So we'll see if that makes a difference and how that one copes. But yeah. So I've put this stick in there just to give him something to hold on to, and then try to manoeuvre him to the side so he can hold on, which is what he's doing. And then, number three that came out, he's still got he's got a bit of a crink in one of his wing. And he's sitting there and he's pumping out an awful lot of meconium. I'm definitely glad I put a newspaper on the habitat now. And it's gone from a dark red, it's more like a light red now. So it's gone from the colour of blood to about the colour of raspberry jam. Oh, and it's raining again.
He's been eating jam. He's very sweet.
So first it was only three drops or so of dark red, and now he's pumped out so much. There's a stain. Well, it's like red ink stain on the newspaper, and it's still. And there's also stuff dripping down the habitat still. Not gone through the newspaper yet, so it's not that
Mummy,
much.
Do you know that that's still easy to fling pencils? It's easy to ping pencils.
Is it? Right. Okay. So that was just that and no, please don't. I believe you. Yeah, I believe you. So we just talked about what we might have to do and why they don't all come out. So if you buy the kit, I had a look earlier. So we must have been really lucky last year that all five came out, and one just had a slightly damaged wing. So this year, well, I had a look and it said only three out of five are guaranteed to come out. So which does mean that we may lose this one. We'll see. Right, okay. Do you want to say anything on here, or can I just stop it now?
No, it's about a butterfly.
Go on then.
I think a few days ago I saw a dead lady, a dead red butterfly, a dead painted lady butterfly on the pavement.
Oh dear.
In the corner of our garden near the leaves. Over there, pointing that way on the pavement, and then it started to heavy rain.
Ah, oh dear.
But it was.
Yeah, I'm sure if it rains like this, they would have to sit under leaf, which is why you're not supposed to let them out when it's raining.
Oh, my gun broke.
I think they go and hide when it gets wet. Oh, there he goes. It's falling down again already.
Oh, he's very very good, though. He managed to hold on for about
10, yeah, he holds on, but that's minutes. All he does. He needs to get out of that cocoon. Spread his wings. Otherwise, nothing much can happen.
Oh, I see it. The white bit.
No, I think that's actually part of him. Look, the other ones have that white bit as well.
Look, but it's there must a bit be red. Something. The white bits are a bit red.
Yeah, but it looks like that. He's trying to pump up meconium, but it's coming out the wrong end, wasn't he?
Oh, my God.
But there's definitely not enough cocoon lying around. Well, okay, so it's all gone dramatic. Right, I'll update you again later. Bye for now. Let's say bye-bye.
Dramatic means.
I'll explain to you in a minute.
Means bad.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well done, Henry, you got in now.
Bye-bye. Why am I saying bye-bye anyway?
Okay.
That was me.
Thanks for listening.
Love from the mwah, mwah, mwah to audio boo.
Very nice.
Boo, boo, boo.